Okay, so you're up to where they said, can we go and have a look, Mum?
And I at first was very adverse to the wanting to go back, but I thought I'd better allow them, and I said, you just stand up at the top and wait till the police car comes, and then if they ask you, you tell them. And the police came, and they said, oh, we're the ones who told you. Oh. So anyway, they just told them that they had to stand right back. And it was a body of a man. That is all we thought it was. There was never anything in the newspaper. We did find out it was the body of a man. What it was or why or anything else beyond, we never ever found out.
So you don't even know if he was a local or...?
No, we don't. We had no idea whether he was a foreigner or whether he, anything about it at all. Just the fact that it was definitely a man's body. It could have even been somebody that had come off a boat. Anything like that. That has happened. That happened once before down here. Somebody had fallen off overboard on an overseas ship coming in, like a kitchen hand or something like that it was, and was washed up on the beach. We weren't involved in any way in that, but it was washed up at the point. That seems to catch everything there at the point.
So has that one got a seedy side?
No, not in any way. There was never any... Oh, there was at one stage. Point Auburn became known as the... homosexual meeting space of an evening for a time. I think that's all been stopped. They've altered the shape of it and a lot of area down there. It's done a lot, had a lot of police patrolling down there and a lot of people walk, and the bicycle tracks have done a lot of getting rid of a lot of that too. It's solved a great deal of... It was very bad for several years, but...
And was there a lover's lane around here?
No, but where they certainly had foxes, a lot of foxes. I think Port Melbourne and here, the foxes came this way. They come in on ships, apparently, and escaped at Port Melbourne, and that's how we got them in. But around, they're gradually moved their way around the beachfront. There's a lot over at Port Auburn, a lot of foxes, a lot of foxholes.
Still?
Oh, more than ever we've ever had before. And it's not unlikely to see, if you're coming home late at the early hours of the morning, to see a fox in the street. At any street in Elwood here around, you will see foxes.
And what do they live on?
Oh, now that's a good question. I wouldn't know.
Somebody's little tabby?
No, they don't. They don't. That's not how foxes live.
It's
foxes kill, but they don't actually eat other animals. They're not eat the. They'll eat chooks. They will eat chooks, but they kill just for the fun of killing. They don't kill to eat. They don't kill dogs or cats to eat. They kill just for the sake of something to do.
Yes, well, can I have a look at the time now?
Yes, 3 o'clock.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, just that Elwood is a beautiful place to live. It's a happy place, a friendly place. If you go down and somebody's working in the garden, you just say good afternoon, and they'll say, how are you? Always, it's always very... People don't impose on you. They keep it to themselves. They private in a lot of ways. And a lot of people like that. Nobody questions or wants to pry or... Not an area where, oh, what did you do today, love? You know, you don't have any of those sort of attitudes, and it's just, how are you today? And they go, oh, I'm fine, thank you, you know, even if you're not, nobody knows the difference and nobody really doesn't want to pray any further.
Well, look, I might turn it off there.